Okay, hello and welcome to today's session of the Farmyweb podcast, where I'm really fortunate to be joined by the team from Medcoms Go, which is a new service that's been put together to fill the Medcoms space. I'm joined today by Tom Davies and Lindsay here to talk to you about what that is and what that means for you in the Medcoms community. So Tom, I'll hand over to you to just briefly say hi and introduce yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Tom. Nice to be on this podcast chatting to you today. I've been working in Medcoms for about 9 years or so. I spent 8 years at one of the mid-sized independent Medcoms agencies as the talent acquisition director, hiring Medcoms professionals all around the world, from the US to New Zealand and everywhere in between. And my job there was all sorts of talent acquisition things, from strategic searches for very specific types of talent through to employer branding and hiring strategy, and good use of technology for talent acquisition. So yeah, it was eight years at that agency. I left there just over a year ago and set up Pobble, which was me setting up my own business, which was a very exciting and scary thing to do all at the same time. And Pobble is Welsh for people. If you want to go to our website, it's pobble.work. But basically what we do is work people in Medcoms. So we're a talent consultancy business. We do tactical searches for talented people in Medcoms. We offer strategic talent acquisition services to businesses of all shapes and sizes within the industry. And we run initiatives, which is where Medcoms Go comes into the picture. And we're very, very excited to be taking over from First Medcoms Job and all of the great work that Peter did, giving it a fresh lick of paint and seeing what we can do with it.
Absolutely. And special shout out to Pete Llewellyn. The stuff he's done over the years is amazing. What's even better is that he's able to give parts of the various platform over to people like yourself to make sure that his work continues going on. And I'm really excited to see what you guys do differently, because the way you've embraced technology, particularly with things like online events, I'd never seen anything like it. So I'm really keen to see how this develops. We're also lucky enough to be joined by Lindsay, who I'll pass over to introduce herself as well.
Thanks, Simon. I have worked in pharma and different Medcoms agencies for 25 years. So I come from a scientific background, but then quickly found my better place in or my better kind of belonging in commercial leadership and agency operations. Throughout all of that, though, no matter what function I was in, it was really developing people that I enjoyed the most. So joining with Tom and Pobble is perfect for me. I love bringing people together, whether it's healthcare professionals or industry clients, agency leads, line managers, team members, unsung heroes. I'm repeatedly inspired by knowledge and skills and the duty of care expressed by so many people in Medcoms, and definitely by the people I've had the privilege to work with. Ultimately, I would say in Medcoms, we're all interested to some degree in medical science, and we strive to improve patient care. So there are many, many different ways of doing that, and many careers directly involved and then on the perimeters and involved. So whether you love writing, whether you love data visualization, whether you're an editor, whether you're good at digital innovation, or you run or you dream of running a successful business and leading a team, there's kind of a career pathway and options and really promising prospects in Medcoms for all of those positions. And I think being able to meet students and graduates as they explore their own strengths and make those decisions and help them find a team where they belong has always been something that I've found really rewarding. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where we can take Medcoms Go and what it becomes.
Yeah, well said. And, having met you and Tom in person a few times now, it's really good how well you work together. I think you bounce off each other and complement each other in all the right ways. And I'm really excited to see what you guys do with this. So as we've touched on, we're here to talk about Medcoms Go, what it is, why it's important, and how you can get involved as a Medcoms agency or as a employer looking to bring on more people. So, Tom, take it away.
So Medcoms Go. Yeah, thanks, Simon. Going back through all my years working in Medcoms, I really, really enjoyed being involved with entry-level recruitment. It's really rewarding for us as TA professionals to work with people at the very start of their career, educating them about all of the things that they can do. Their degrees, they might be really bright people that have done biomedical science degrees or masters, PhDs, postdocs, and they're looking for that next step. They've been through university career services and they've been told that they can have a career in research or in the lab. particularly working in medcoms, I've always really enjoyed showing people that there's this whole other world out there that you can go and get involved in. Some really, really rewarding and creative career paths. So we were involved for many years in careers events up and down the country, some with universities, some with first medcoms job and the careers events, and getting involved with the careers guides that were published for a number of years. And there was so much good content there that I think it's time for us to take that forward and try and refresh it and bring it forward to a new generation of people, thinking about the ways that people now or students coming through, the newer generation, engage with content, the way they learn things. It's very basic. The students out there, they don't know what to do with their careers. We can fill that gap and educate them about careers in medcoms and show them the brilliant employers that are out there, the great career paths and all the benefits that come with it. And there's so many different types of career paths out there to learn about within medcoms as a field. So I've always described it as a broad church. You have what you class as traditional medical communications, where you have publications, med affairs, med ed, but then you also have health economics and market access and healthcare advertising. And there's also just a lot of terms out there that if you are fresh, you're learning about this for the first time, you will not understand. And
yeah,
there's a bit of a mystique around agencies and what they do. So we're trying to reduce the barriers to entry there, help people learn and give them the best possible opportunity of getting a job in this great industry.
It's very true that you work in life sciences, you can come into life sciences, you can study it, and you'll never know what medcoms is until somebody tells you. It's very hard to organically stumble across what medcoms is. So having something like Medcoms Go there to tell people from when they're still studying, when they're about to graduate, that there's this whole world they've never even heard of still after studying science for 3, 5, 6 years is really incredible, isn't it?
So, yeah, we're hoping to be that link then, I suppose, between academia, students, universities, and the really great employers that are out there. And the really fun bit for us, I suppose, is thinking of all the creative ways that we can get that content out there and the ways in which we can create engagement opportunities. So whether that's through virtual careers events in partnership with WordMonster or FarmyWeb, or whether it's through podcasts like the one that we're on today, or courses, simple learning materials and enduring resources that are out there. There's lots and lots of different things that we're planning to do. And we're looking forward also to giving Medcoms agencies and those great employers a platform to really show off the opportunities that they offer.
Yeah, I mean, and it's great to have somewhere like that, because you have things like job boards, you know, FarmyWeb, for example. People have put their roles there, but there's very little community engagement, I want to call it, that service providers like us can do. Industry bodies, networking groups, all of these various things exist to plug in those holes and make sure that there is somewhere where you can just connect with other people in the same industry, find opportunities. And if you're advertise not just the job, but the careers, everything outside that as well. It's a really, really cool way of doing things. And as I say, I'm really just excited to see what happens with it. So, Lindsay, I'm just bringing you in for a moment. Why do you think Medcoms Go, outside of what I've just said there, is so necessary now?
I think there's lots of us who have our own stories about how we came into Medcoms. And before first Medcoms job, that tends to be in a whole host of different ways. And then there was first Medcoms job. And I wrote one of the careers guide that Tom mentioned in terms of account managers and the business of medical communications. And still to this day, I will meet people who either read it or contributed a quote on why they like working in Medcoms or have shared it as part of their onboarding process. And I think it would be a real loss to Medcoms as a whole and our kind of allied professions if we lost those kind of resources. And I think given that Tom and I have kind of come together in this new business with his skills in recruitment, talent acquisition, and also this kind of snappier bite-sized content, and then my experience is kind of from the hiring manager perspective and being in a Medcoms agency for so long, that I think really the perfect opportunity. I think it would have been just a really big missed opportunity if we hadn't carried it on for the next generation. So many people love engaging with kind of these fresh ideas, new perspectives. I think one of the best things for me about bringing in entry-level people is always that your senior team members have this chance to share what they've learned, and there's nothing that builds confidence more than kind of passing on what they've built and what they already know. And they maybe even didn't realize how much they knew, and then they have a trainee and all of a sudden they're kind of as part of the training process and making people feel like they're included. And I think we can't let that go.
That's a really nice way of putting it. I hadn't really thought about that, passing confidence, almost leaving a legacy in the same way. It's a really nice place to have an outlet. You know, if you've built up this amazing career in this wonderful space and you've got all of these things inside your head that are so useful, having somewhere to share that, to make sure it's documented and that it serves future generations, really important.
Absolutely. I was talking to someone this week and I kind of said, you know, what's been your proudest achievement? And it was very much someone, and she had trained someone from their first day in MedComms and saw them excel and saw them build their knowledge and their skills and their confidence until, you know, they were then presenting something similar to themselves to the next generation. And you really see that progression very fast in MedComms. It's a, you know, it's a fast changing industry. And I think, you know, there's people who, like me, there's lots of it that stays the same, right? The core elements of really understanding data and being able to communicate it to different audiences in an engaging way. And there's also kind of people who are bringing new technology, especially into how we're sharing and communicating with each other. And I think we can only benefit from the innovation and creativity of the graduates that are coming out today who are used to all this stuff and who aren't having to learn those sides of things.
A little bit earlier on, Tom, you mentioned partnering with agencies. What are the specific benefits that an agency can get out of this? You know, why would they want to get involved?
So I'd like employers to see it as a platform to promote their opportunities, to engage with the next generation, to be able to tell stories about the great opportunities that they offer, but also the career paths that their colleagues have been on, that, you know, the journey that they've been on from when they joined the business to maybe they started with a different agency, then joined an agency after that. They were a medical writer and now they're leading a team. There's all of these stories out there that we can put together, put it on this platform and use that as inspiration for that next generation coming into the industry. So it's about it being a springboard, I suppose, both for people to come into the industry, but also for employers to showcase their employer brands, the opportunities that they offer every year, whether it's through intakes or just, you know, ad hoc vacancies. We're going to have a jobs board. It might just be one job, or it might be a pot there where they're saying we're launching an intake scheme in 6 months' time. Register here for more opportunities. It might be that they have a very unique training scheme or entry scheme, and they want to tell people about that. So they're going to join us on the podcast, or they're going to write an article, and they'll be able to say, this is why you should come and work at this great agency. So you people on this website, you've already learned about MedComms and what it is. Here's why you should join us specifically. And we want students coming through, those people coming into the industry as well, to find those really good employers, to find those very best opportunities, because no two agencies are the same. They all do things, they do similar things, but they all do them a bit differently, and training is exactly the same with that as well. So whether it's a small agency that will throw you into on the job learning relatively quickly, or a big agency that's going to have a 6 month training program, people should be able to learn about those in detail and then self-select as well, figure out, you know, which is going to be the right option for them.
It's really good when you consider that there's so many different agencies out there, varying sizes, and a lot of them have these incredibly great initiatives to get people into work, but no one knows about them. And whether that's because the agency don't know how to communicate that effectively, or quite simply, there's been nowhere to do it. It's really good that that's going to get a whole lot easier now for people coming into the industry to find the place that suits them, to get on these courses, to get into these intakes, part of these initiatives in ways they historically haven't been able to. Because, you know, when I studied at university, I got to the end of it and my lecturers are very much like, right, into the world, away you go.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, but where do I go?
And I think a lot,
something like that.
Yeah, and a lot of those agencies are sharing that content on their own channels. But unless you know who the agencies are and who you might be interested in working for and what the difference is between them, you might not be following those channels already. So if we can really create this hub and this community where people can look at the different options available to them side by side, I think we can really showcase that there is a choice to be made. You know, whether you're interested in health economics, you know, whether you've got that real spin to your interest, whether you really want to kind of work on technical writing and manuscripts and be at those scientific congresses, or whether you're really interested in creative visualization and maybe getting closer to the direct communication with patient groups and things like that. Those are definite specialisms available to graduates coming through, but you know, they're not necessarily going to be following a specific agency who's doing fabulous content, whereas we can bring it all together and kind of have that lovely directory and those partnerships. And really, we're very open to ideas on what content might be available and what agencies might want to share. It's just a question of getting off the ground and having those conversations.
I just love the concept of a one-stop shop for all things MedComms. You know, it's something that we definitely need. This is a really exciting time. I'm going to suggest at this point that we start thinking about conclusions here. So, Tom, I think the thing I wanted to ask you is, are there any specific dates that people should be writing down, remembering, putting in the calendar? Anything big coming up?
Yeah, okay. So both for employers and for people looking to get into the industry, we're going to be running a series of events this year, both in person and virtually. So we like doing virtual events because there's such a low barrier to entry, right? You can get people from all over the country, from universities, from, you know, Scotland to the south coast of England and everywhere in between. And you can get hundreds of people in one place, all for a couple of hours. So we're going to be running three virtual events. The first virtual event, Spring Into MedComms, will be on the 29th of April.
Nice.
On the 25th of June, we're going to be running an industry awareness event, a festival of MedComms. So the second year of running that. And on the 31st of October, it will be entering the scary world of work, a Halloween event for PhDs and postdocs, for postgraduate students, broadly speaking, to learn about careers in MedComms. We ran that event last year. I can think of maybe four or five people off the back of that event who then got entry-level positions in MedComms. So these events do work. And the calibre of people that we bring along to them, they're just so good. There's some really, really talented people coming through. And the in-person event that we're running this year, MedComms Go Live, I suppose, is going to be the 10th of September at the University of Manchester. So we'll be updating the website with more information about that nearer the time.
Well, we look forward to supporting it, and as always, when these events come up, just send us the details and we'll make sure the wider PharmyWeb audience gets all of the details as well, because undoubtedly there'll be people following us that need to be following MedComms Go and staying up to date with the things that you guys do. Lindsay, who should be reaching out to you guys?
Well, I think that we would be primarily, we're really interested to hear from agencies who would like to be represented on MedComms Go. We've got such a targeted, captive audience. We've had hundreds of people connect wanting to know more. And I think it's a really, we're going to build this great platform where agency employers can really just have a presence or a high profile. We really want to kind of be open to discussing how they might like to offer us articles, a day in the life of an account director, or, you know, medical writer, how I found the writing test challenge, or, you know, all these kind of real insights, FAQs. I think there's loads of top tips we could give to these people that benefits the agencies as well, because we're kind of elevating those interviews where people know what MedComms is, they know where the agencies are that they're interested in, they know what kind of pathway they're roughly thinking of taking. And I think, so we would love to hear from agencies who want to be involved in any level, whether it's at a careers event or providing content on the platform. We would love to hear from individuals at agencies if they've had their right permission granted, because I would love to work with them on content, or, you know, maybe they've got someone they would like as an ambassador for their agency to join us on a podcast or at an event, we do lots of university outreach. We talk to those careers people as well. So, you know, and I think that's something that people always enjoy giving back to the community as well, or to their university. If they're part of the alumni, then that's something that really gives people a boost as well. So we've got lots of different options. We're doing lots of different things. And we know that we've got a very talented, creative audience available. So get in touch, really.
I think the audience is the real differentiator as well with MedComms Go versus other career services. And agencies, I mean, we used to do it. We used to go out to university careers fairs, the sort of generalist ones, and you will spend, you know, 4 or 5 hours chatting non-stop to students from all different backgrounds who have found your agency name in a book and they think it sounds really cool. But actually, a lot of those people that come along on the day to come and talk to you won't be relevant to your business in the slightest, because they'll be studying a course that's completely different. And their interests will be completely different. So employers, they can go along to those generalist careers fairs, but I challenge them to think, is that the best use of your time? We are serving up a very, very engaged audience of directly relevant people. So in part there, we're trying to get employers to think, I suppose there is a return on investment element there. We can offer that directly in ways that other early careers engagement just can't, because it's more generalist in nature.
Niche is best. We go blue in the face saying this to people. Pharmaweb being a job board competes with things like Indeed, you know, so we always say, if you need specialist people, go somewhere specialist. It's beyond me that you'd go and advertise at a university where the key subjects are things like history and maths when, you know, you're a science company. It just doesn't make sense. So having somewhere for people to go where it is directly relevant, hugely beneficial, and that can't be overstated.
That's the plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that kind of brings us to the end of everything. So it's on me to say thank you so much for coming in today and telling us all about Medcoms Go. Really, really look forward to seeing where this goes and supporting you with podcasts and whatever you need in the years to come.
Oh, thanks very much, Simon. Always a pleasure.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and we'll see you soon.